We can head into the Port Adelaide rooms now. We've got Sam Gray joining us from the Power. Sam, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the win. No, you did it quite easily in the end.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. It was a good win. We spoke about it at half-time. We've been playing well. We just wanted to finish off the second half and play four quarters of footy, and we did that really well, which is good.
Oh, between the two, Grays, you kicked seven goals.
Yeah, I was lucky that Robbie ended up giving me one. He probably could have had another. So, it's a brilliant game by Robbie.
What's been the turnaround, Sam? You know, I mean, like, this is what we've expected from Port Power for the last couple of years, and we've been left a little disappointed, a little bit short-changed. But obviously, whatever you've done over the summer in the JLT series, it's really come across in spades in the first two rounds.
Yeah, it has. We worked hard over the off-season and during the pre-season. We changed a couple of things. The skills are kind of lifted up a bit, and we started to hit a few more targets. Last year, I think we were like 17 or 18 for scores off turnovers. So we'll fix that up a bit, and we've started to score ourselves off opposition turnovers, which was really good for us.
And you look a little bit more straighter forward of centre. I mean, it looked to me anyway that you used to go to the 45-degree angle far too much, but now with Charlie Dixon up front, you've got someone to kick the ball at.
Yeah, that's it. Charlie just brings a contest every time, and when he brings it to ground, we've got guys like Chaddy Wingard and Robbie Gray down there. It's pretty dangerous, so that's all the big fellas got to do, which is good.
And a big game next week, Sam, the showdown, both sides undefeated. It's going to be pretty big in Adelaide for this next week, I reckon.
Yeah, we look forward to next week. We just spoke about it, and it's just another game for down. We'll prepare the same we have been. Then when it gets a bit closer, obviously, around town, a few people start speaking a few things. So we look forward to the challenge, and obviously Crows have been playing really good footy.
You must have been delighted. I mean, it's one thing to kick the score that you did, but your defensive side of your game has been stellar in the first 2 weeks. And just to restrict Fremantle 56 points, I'm sure Ken Hinckley would have been absolutely wrapped with that.
Yeah, Kenny's been harping on about how our defence starts our offence. So we try and get back and help our defenders, and then from there we spread and we try and get on the offensive. So it all starts with defence, and first two rounds it's been good.
Sam, thanks for your time. Well played today. Congratulations on the win, and good luck in the big showdown next week.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Sam Gray there, and he kicked one goal. And Robbie, I don't think they're related, are they?
No.
No relation at all. Same spelling. He kicked six, so he was all right, Robbie, Sam Gray. He was pretty good.
I think he's improved, yeah. He was a sort of a, you might be able